Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. So you've heard a lot about emotional intelligence, better known as EQ or EI, but what role does that have to play in the success of your business? So when we look at emotional intelligence, one of the things that people think about first is that it is the absence of emotion, when in actuality, it's the very opposite. It is the ability to control your emotions. It's having self-control, even in those spaces where you feel like you cannot. So self-regulation is so very important when it comes to emotional intelligence. So how does this transfer into business? How does this make sense in terms of making sure that this is incorporated into the success of my business? Well, emotional intelligence, well, I'll say it like this. Sometimes your name can get you to the table, but emotional intelligence keeps you there. There will be times where people don't say what you want them to say or what you need them to say. How do you handle that? I want you to be in touch with your emotions. Yes, I want you to know when you're sad or when you're angry or when you're disappointed, so much so that you acknowledge that emotion and you're able to check it at the moment in which it shows up. Most of us are able to feel when we are getting emotionally heated. There's a heat that rises up our neck. It gets in our chest. And let me tell you, when it gets to your neck, then chances are you're going to have a hard time putting it away. It's like, I'm going to say what I want to say because this is what I'm feeling. So you got to know yourself enough to know when you feel that heat in your toes and when it's rising up your body so that you'll be able to disrupt that particular emotion at that time. So what do I do? Okay, so let's take this from the top because there are five core competencies of emotional intelligence. And the first core competency is self-awareness. Yes, making sure that you know yourself. What is it that makes you angry? What is it that frustrates you? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that makes you sad? All of those are emotions that we must be made aware of in order to regulate ourselves. So that's number one, be self-aware. Number two is self-regulation. Now that I am aware of that emotion or the emotion that I have, what do I do to place it somewhere? Oftentimes, if we're getting upset about something, we have to make sure that we do something different in order to disrupt that emotion or to put it on pause until we have enough energy or space to deal with that emotion. So make sure that you are self-regulating. I feel this way about this right now, but this is not the right time to emote this. What can I do to put this in my pocket until I have time to process it later? Most of us are processors. And so we need to take time to figure out why did I feel this way? The third core competency is motivation. And I love this particular core competency because you don't think you necessarily need it in emotional intelligence, but you do. What do you need to motivate you and to get you into a place where you feel like you're thriving? Oftentimes, we call on our motivations in order to help us to regulate. That's why it's so important. What is it that you need in order to regulate? I'm sorry, in order to get motivated in that particular space that you're in? And that also helps us to prioritize our emotions accordingly. The fourth core competency is empathy. And many people use empathy and sympathy interchangeably, but they're actually two different things. I have an opportunity to teach often in training and development. I'm teaching it both in the federal as well as the private sector. And one of the things that one of my participants said to me, and I asked him if it was okay for me to use it often. He said, yes. But I love this because he said, Kashana, when I think about sympathy and empathy, sympathy is feeling for you while empathy is feeling with you. And I thought that was an amazing way to describe the difference between empathy and sympathy. Sympathy stands from afar and kind of watches things while having the heart and the compassion that you're going through the situation. Empathy gets in the situation with you and feels with you along the way. So it is important that you are empathetic in order to be emotionally intelligent. Now, how does this play out in the business world? Well, there'll be times where you're in meetings and someone may say something or do something that you are totally caught off guard by. You know, it's like, why did they do that? And until we have that conversation with them, we want to make sure that we reserve our right to assume. That's right. Don't assume. Ask. And in that particular meeting, it may not necessarily be the best time to ask, but make sure that you leave that meeting, you have an individual or a private off-the-record meeting with them, let them know how you felt about a particular thing that they said or did, and then make sure that you ask questions around it. The last core competency is social skill. Now, social skill is important, probably the most important thing that I have. I mean, I just think that this it's important, and it's probably been lost along the way in our digital society, if you will. Here's why. Social skill allows us to watch the body language of the people around us. It allows us to hear the tone. It gives us permission to sense or to feel what people are experiencing while something is going on in the room. I often liken social skill with cultural awareness or situational awareness, making sure that you're paying attention to the room when you say something or when you do something. A while ago, a study was done, and this particular researcher said that there were three components of communication: words, tone, and body language. Now, they said that words were only 7% of communication, while tone was 38%, and body language 55%. Now, of course, in this virtual world that we're living in now, those numbers have definitely shifted, and we're paying more attention to the tone of someone's voice than we are with their body language. Although we do request that you turn on the camera so that we can see your face. Having social skills allow us to engage in the emotion of someone else and make sure that we are responding accordingly. So I'll give you those five core competencies of emotional intelligence again. Number one, self-awareness. Number two, self-regulation. Number three, motivation. Number four, empathy. And number five, social skill. As you can see, all of these core competencies of emotional intelligence should be transferred into your business. Why is that so important? Because the client that you have now, or the client that you aspire to have, is going to be paying attention to how you deal with conflict. They're going to be paying attention to how you deal with the issues that don't go right. Yes, they praise you when you do well, and that's important, but it's also important for them to know how you deal with things when they aren't quite right. So if you're going to increase in your business, make sure that you are constantly working on your emotional intelligence. It does not happen overnight. It's something that, as I always say, it's something that you have to make sure you work at, you're consistent in, as well as intentional about. I hope that this helps you, not only personally, but also professionally. Until next time. Yes, you're waiting for the homework. I know you're waiting. Well, here is your homework for emotional intelligence. I want you to think about the things that upset you the most. So if you're angry, if you're bitter, if you're frustrated or disappointed, what is that emotion? And make sure that you properly identify that emotion. Then I want you to tie that emotion with something that happened to actually get you to this place. Yeah, most of the time when we have those type of emotions, we have them because there is somewhere along the line some unhealed trauma, some things that happened in a past experience that we haven't quite put closure on or gotten closure in. So we bring it into the present day. What is that thing? Once you identify it and acknowledge it, what are you going to do now to make sure that you control it? That's your homework. Get it done. If you'd like to know more about emotional intelligence, I invite you to go to leadersmoveforward.com. SK Leading Forward is a training and development organization that focuses on both private as well as public sector, teaching soft skills, or what we like to call life skills, to employees as well as leaders. Check us out. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.